Zvachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Base 1-2, and the Perek continues to attempt to answer the question, what happens if you slaughter a Zevach, an animal offering, Lo Lishmo, for a different type of offering? And while the previous Mishnah had said, it depends, usually it's okay, just that the owners don't get credit, the exceptions being a Chatas and a Pesach and a Tzayim, where there's totally possible. Here our Mishnah will continue to give other answers. So it's again, it depends, but a different list of what the exceptions are. So our Mishnah here, the first sheet is Rabbi Yossi ben Choni, who agrees with the previous Mishnah that in general, it's going to be okay, just the Bailam don't get credit, exceptions being if you're slaughtering a Pesach or slaughtering a Chatas. But now he adds that it's also true if you're slaughtering an animal that isn't a Pesach or a Chatas, but you're doing it for the sake, meaning you change it from being, let's say, an Ola, to you're saying you shech the Ola for the sake of a Chatas, or you shech the Shlamim for the sake, calling it that it's going to be a Pesach, that also will be invalid. So it's adding to the list things slaughtered for the sake of a Chatas and a Pesach, just as it's already not valid if it's a Pesach or a Chatas which is being slaughtered. So why does he say that? Inside he says the words Yossi ben Choni Omer, Hanishchatem l'shem Pesach l'shem Chatas psulim. If one slaughters a korban and he is actually slaughtering, say, a shlamim, but he does it for the sake of it being a Pesach, or he's slaughtering, let's say, an Ola, but he slaughters it l'shem Chatas, that also will be pasul, totally pasul. So what's the rationale? Why is he adding this to the list? He learns it from a Kol V'Chomer. The Kol V'Chomer is based on the following piece of information. If a person, let's talk about the Pesach first. If a person designates money to have Kedushas Dam, he invests with sanctity, dedicating this money towards purchasing a Korban Pesach. If then, let's say he puts aside $100, he invests with the sanctity, this will be for my Korban Pesach. If he goes to a Shalim and when he goes to buy the Pesach, it only costs, the little lamb costs $80. So with the remaining 20, what should you do with that money? The answer is the mosar, the leftover money, should be used to purchase specifically shlamim. Okay? So you see that there's sort of like a kind of embedded potential on some level of a Pesach towards a shlamim. The opposite is not true. If a person commits to set aside $100 to purchase shlamim, and then the animal costs 80, with the mosar, the leftover money, he may not purchase the Pesach. So there's no embedded potential, if you will, for a shlamim to be a Pesach. That being the case, says Rabbi Yossi ben Choni, if a person shechts a Pesach, which, so to speak, on some level has a potential to be a shlamim, but he shechts the Pesach l'shem shlamim for a different sake, it's totally possible. So kol v'chomer, all the more so, if he shechts a shlamim, which has no potential, the money has no potential to be a Pesach, and he does it l'shem Pesach, for sure will not be kosher, it'll be pasul. Okay, so now that's why he's adding to the list. If you shech something for the sake of being a Pesach, it for sure won't be valid. And the same kind of rationale goes with a chatas, meaning if a person sets aside $100 to purchase a chatas, and it only costs him 80, with the remaining 20, what does he do? The most are leftover money he uses to purchase specifically an Ola. So again, there's some kind of potential Ola embedded in the Chatas on some level. The opposite is not true. If a person sets aside $100 to purchase Ola and then he purchases an animal for 80, the remaining 20 cannot be used to purchase a Chatas. So there's no potential Chatas and Ola, so to speak. And yet, it's given from the previous mission already, if a person shechts a Chatas, which on some level has potential Ola in it, if you know what I mean, and yet if he does it l'shem Ola, it's not valid. So kol v'chomer, if a person takes what's an ola, which has no potential to be a chata, so to speak, and he shechs l'shem chatas, then for sure it won't be valid. That's Yosef ben Choni's thought. It's not l'halacha. Okay? Now I have another answer to this question. Here we have Shimon Achi Azariah, a very unusual appellation. Shimon, the brother of Azariah, not the son of Azariah. The reason why he's called by that name is because these two brothers, Shimon and Azariah, were partners, Yisachar Zvulun style. Shimon was in the Beis Midrash, Azariah was there making a living, Azariah supported Shimon, and therefore since they both share equally in the Schar, they're mentioned together, Shimon Achi Azariah, Shimon the brother of Azariah. So his answer to the question of what happens if you shecht a korban shlo lishmo is, it depends, but he says that he has a whole different schematic. His schematic is, shachatan l'shem gavoh mehen ksherin. if it is slaughtered for a korban which is higher up on the hierarchy, meaning more kodesh, more sanctified, that's okay. L'shem namuch mehen psulin. However, if the animal is slaughtered, or the blood is received, or brought to the altar, or throne, for the sake of a less sanctified, a lower down on the totem pole of hierarchy of kedusha, then it will not be valid. So now, ketzad, what is the hierarchy? So the truth is we're going to have three levels, the eight types of zvachim, ola, chatas, asham, shlamim, toda, meiser, bechor, and pesach are divided into three categories of kedusha hierarchy. Before we said just two, we said kadshe kadshim, the more sanctified, that was the ola, chatas, and asham, and the kadshim kalim, the less sanctified, that was the shlamim, toda, meiser, bechor, and pesach. The differences we said there were essentially three. One is the susceptibility to me'ila, the second is where the avodah has to be done, kadshe kadshim specifically in the northern part of the Azara, and finally, the consumption of the meat is done only by Melek Anam and the Azara for Kachi Kachim, whereas Kachim Kalim can be eaten by even Bailam and anywhere inside the Yerushalayim. Okay, so you see there's more Kodesh, and therefore that's the first differentiation in terms of more and less sanctified, and that's the first thing he says here. He says, for example, Ketzad, what's the example? Kadshe Kadshim, Sheshachatan Lashem Kadshim Kalim. If you have an animal which was consecrated for Kachi Kachim, it was consecrated to be either an Ola, a Chatas, or an Asham, and when it was one of the blood avodas were done, it was done for the sake of thinking it was going to be one of the kachim kalim, ashlamim, toda, meiser, bechor, pesach. So then, psulin, it's totally invalid. Okay, so it's a different approach than the previous Mishnah, Taylor, the first Mishnah. In contrast, kachim kalim, if the animal is consecrated by the lower level of sanctity, shlamim, toda, meiser, bechor, or pesach, and it's sheshachtan l'shem kachim, kachay kachim, it's slaughtered for the sake of a more kodesh korban, an ola. Chatos or shlamim, excuse me, ola chatos or asham. So then, ksher, and it'll be okay. Okay. In addition, he has another hierarchy. He has another category. He divides kachim kalim into two categories. He says the shlamim and toda are one category, and the ma'is b'chor and pesach are a different category, a lesser category, a less sanctified category. And the reason why is there's sort of four features which designate the shlamim from those from the ma'is from b'chor. What are they? And pesach. Number one. The shlamim has smicha, you're laying the hands and pushing down the head of the animal prior to it being shechted, like a toda, but that there's no smicha when it comes to Maaser Bechor Pesach. Number two, there are nesachim, there are additional libations, we'll call them, that accompany a shlamim and a toda, meaning there's a wine libation as well as a mincha that doesn't apply to the Maaser Bechor or Pesach. Number three, there's the tenufas chazeh v'shok. We talked about how the kohen gets specifically the chazeh, the kind of chest and throat of the animal, and the shok, the right hind leg, as a gift. He eats those as part of a shlamim, whereas the baal eat the rest. But before that happens, before the emurim are offered, they are waved, tenufa, they're waved kind of like a lulav in all six directions, the same along with the chazeh v'shok. That doesn't apply to the Maaser Bechor and Pesach. And finally, you have the blood application, maybe the most important. When it comes to the shlamim and the toda, the blood has to go in all four walls. The zrika is done shnayim shen arba, two corners, which make for the four walls. Whereas when it comes to the maaser, bechor, and pesach, only one wall, you can pour it on any one wall. That's sufficient. Okay? So there's four ways in which the shlamim and toda are sort of more kodesh. So again, the same rationale would be that a bechor v'maiser sheshachtan l'shem shlamim ksherin. If you have a bechor v'maiser that you shecht for the sake of a shlamim, that'll be kosher. And shlamim sheshachtan l'shem bechor, if you shecht a shlamim for the sake of a bechor or l'shem maiser, li psulim, puzzle. Note here, there's no mention explicitly of the Pesach, and there's good reason to believe that he would say the Pesach anyways is not kosher, like we said previously. In any case, his limudim are based on this thought is based on psukim, but the halacha doesn't follow this. The Chum did not accept the approach of Azariah, Shimon Achi Azariah.